We know that the first inhabitants of Florida came about 15,000 to 13,000 years ago. And during that period, there were small family units of hunters and gatherers and fishers that traveled around, and they exploited the various animals that were living here. Today, it looks a lot different. But back then, the St. John's River was an open floodplain or grassland. The Indian River, again, an open savanna, and the coastline was 30 miles further east. In those open savannas, you had mammoths and camels and horses, that prehistoric horses that went extinct, and paleo llamas. In the brushy areas in between, you had mastodons and deer and forest animals. And the original thought was that the paleo Indians exploited just like the mammoths and mastodons, but that's not necessarily true. Sure, they hunted them, but they probably also hunted deer as well. So you have these small mobile groups that that moved around. Now, before humans came here, of course, there was mastodons and mammoths as well. Down in Merritt Island, at the Sam's House, Pine Island Conservation Area, we know these animals were living here. So not only did we find the mastodon remains, we found paleo llama, camel, glyptodont, which was about the size of a Volkswagen Beetle and had this armored covering on it. The pieces are called scutes. And this dome-shaped piece of armor over the creature was made up of thousands of these scutes. And we had giant armadillo, we had horse, two types of peccaries, and another type of extinct animals, as well as animals that are still around today. Think about people living there 13,000 years ago, probably camping up there up on that relic dune ridge that's got the nice big oaks and hickory trees, and then venturing out into the open plains to catch different types of animals, or hunt a mastodon or a glyptodon or a giant armadillo. There was giant sloths that they hunted prehistorically. So all these animals are out there, and they just think of small family groups. Think of your family and maybe a few aunts and uncles and cousins all living together, going out each day, foraging for food, hunting, maybe fishing as well. And that's a day in the life of a Paleo Indian or a Paleo Indian family.